had zero. I mean, dude, I was jumping up and down. I didn't even know what to say. I kept just saying, come on. That's all I could say.
Devin, we actually spent a great part of the show yesterday talking about your alma mater.
Yeah.
And
how you pronounce the name of your high school.
We were going back and forth. We called the school on the recording. It said Castle Roble.
You even called the school. I love that.
Yeah, we
yes.
did.
Yeah, and then we talked to a receptionist there, and she said it's Castle Roble. The bottom line is we're going to go with whatever you say. So give it to us once and for all.
All right, I'm going to give you the lowdown. So there's four ways to do it. There's Casa Roble, which I'm going to lie. That's the way how I say Casa Roble. The other way is Roble, like you heard. I've even heard, like, plural, like Casarobles. What we do sometimes, we just add an S to things. But then, obviously, it's Spanish, have Casaroble. I say Casaroble.
What if we just went with Casa?
I mean, you're in the heart of country in Orangeville. Casaroble was pretty common for the pronunciation of it. I love that we're diving deep into this here, though.
My son went to Christian Brothers High School, and they played Casa every single year. And the thing I loved about your baseball field is right past center field, there's a horse.
Yep. I grew up literally right behind the high school, kind of in that horse country pocket of Orangeville. And, you know, I walked to school every day and went through the baseball fields and all that, man. There's so many memories at that place. It's crazy. I'm not going to lie, I hadn't even thought about how I say it until you guys started asking. I was like, wow, Casa Roble.
Do you have any memories from Casa that stand out to you?
I remember playing Battle of Bands my sophomore year, and it was like a band that I started with my twin brother and a couple of my best friends, and we didn't even have a singer. We were all instrumental, and we just laid this rock music kind of pretty bad, y'all, but somehow we still won. I'm not really sure how that happened, but it kick-started my passion for music, and I wouldn't be sitting here the same without that, you know, so it's pretty special.
We cannot congratulate you enough on how well the single is doing, but your whole album, man, is just, it's an impressive piece of work. It's really, really good. You're a great songwriter, and I think out of all of the new performers in Nashville right now, you probably have the most upside. But don't let that go to your head, mister.
No, never, man. And that means the world, you know, coming from my hometown station in KNCI. So that means the world for you guys saying that. And I could not do it without you guys. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Devin, good luck at the ACMs. We get to see you open for Tim and Faith again this year.
We're coming back to Golden One, man.
Maybe while you're here, you can play the quad at Casa.
Casa Roble.
Thanks, Devin. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Cheers, guys.